Good morning, Joe Concha. He's a media reporter for The Hill and our Sherpa through the nonsense. Joe, good morning. Really appreciate having you here, sir.
I love my new title. I'm a Sherpa through the nonsense.
Oh, yeah. You guide us. And when things get rough, we turn to you. I want to ask you, first of all, about Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday and her conversations with the White House press. She had this conversation after a question from Jonathan Carl.
You guys seem completely obsessed with this while there are a lot of other things happening around the country and, frankly, a lot of other things that people care a lot more about. The media refuses to cover it, and I think that's the distraction. Instead of the focus being constantly on tax cuts and tax reform, my guess is if you look at the records, the questions that I take in here day out have far more to do with an investigation that, frankly, most Americans don't care too much about and a whole lot less to do with policies that actually impact them.
So she maintains that Russia is an obsession, and you're just too obsessed with it. How do you assess it, Joe?
Who cares about my opinion, right? I'm just one guy. But I look at polls. I love numbers. You hear me on Fox. I always try to come prepared with this sort of stuff. Bloomberg did a great little poll of likely voters, and they found that the top issues that people care about are health care, unemployment and jobs, terrorism, immigration. And you got to go down 7 topics until you get to Russia as the most important topic. 6% of voters think that Russia is an important topic. Yet it gets a majority of coverage on the news. And majority means like more than 50%, and then everything else gets, everything else combined gets the rest, right? So the pie is cut up the wrong way. And she's exactly right about that. I mean, I think economic news has been completely buried under this administration, mainly because it's been very good, right? 2 straight quarters of GDP and the stock market hitting all-time highs, a record something 40-something times. And you could go through the list in terms of unemployment being at a 17-year low, on and on, but that isn't discussed. And forget discussed. Send a reporter out to the heartland, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and talk to people about what they think the economic conditions are there, because those are the states that really decided the election, but that doesn't happen. We just have pundits from ivory towers talking about Russia, Russia, Russia all day, all night.
You know, as you were speaking, I've had this feeling for a while now that there are certain segments of the media that are almost cannibalizing themselves. They're almost on a suicide mission you say the obsession with Russia. And to illustrate that, yesterday, Anderson Cooper was in New York City, where the terror attack was. This is Cut 10, Mike. And I just want you to hear what someone walked by saying, because it shows the disconnect between the mainstream media and what you're just talking about with the rest of America.
Kind of a martyrdom video, so-called, which is what we saw in, I think, when the Charlie Hebdo attacks, if memory serves me, there were some. In some of the attacks in Europe that we've seen, there have been that.
I was just going to say that. If he did make contact.
So here we are in the aftermath of a terrorist attack. Anderson Cooper is out there for CNN, and here comes some guy yelling, CNN is fake news, CNN is fake news, Anderson Cooper is fake news, and they still don't get it. In their brain, that's just a one-off.
We see that a lot lately. You used to be the Howard Stern heckler that would come into these live shows.
Baba Booey.
We've moved beyond Baba Booey.
Yeah, unfortunately. Or there were other ones that were worse that were said. And Howard had nothing to do with it, I assure you. But the point is that, I saw coverage of this, and one story says, well, the stunt was just to land him on a Tucker Carlson show so he can get, you're right, cannibalize is exactly the word. And I don't know. I don't like really addressing what a heckler said while CNN was trying to do a serious report. So I'm going to be transparent here and just take a pass, and let's not give an idiot any more time than he deserves.
Okay. All right. He was speaking for somebody sentiment. Let's also talk about this attack yesterday in part because, I was very struck by sort of the media reaction to it, which we see regularly now. When these terror attacks happen, there's a quick attempt to be like this, to distance the attack from ISIS proper, to distance the attack from Islam, to establish that he was probably a lone wolf, that he had very little relationship to Islam, etc. And meanwhile, you get like something like Charlottesville, and there's a rush by the press to connect those events to Donald Trump. It's almost like they're constantly doing sort of a propaganda campaign where they can push the public to believe a certain version of events. What do you attribute all of that to?
Wow. Cannibalization, which marriages said polarization. I wrote about this, I remember, after San Bernardino. And there are two sides of our extreme parts of our population that seem to control Twitter, or they have all these accounts. And whenever something like this happens, you go to Twitter to see the reaction. And it seems like right in the aftermath of a terror attack like we saw yesterday in downtown Manhattan, you almost have two sides rooting for the suspect to be one or the other. That, you know, liberals, you know, the extreme ones obviously want it to be an angry white guy who voted for Donald Trump, or even after the Steve Scalise shooting, like, oh boy, that's got to be a Trump fan, right? And then sure enough, it ends up being a Bernie Sanders guy. And then the other side wants it to, you know, because some conservatives, again, extremes, not obviously the mainstream ones, are really hoping and praying that it's a Muslim. So then you could push the travel ban and you could show that, you know, ISIS is totally not dissolved and out to kill us every day, every night. So it seems like that's what happens now at this point. People are rooting for suspects to be a certain profile so they can push a certain agenda, and that is sad.
Yeah, rooting kind of goes against the whole point of reporting. Speaking of reporting, there's a new story out from CNN that I want to hit with you briefly, and it's out by a guy named Oliver Darcy who works there. He wrote a piece, and it's based on all anonymous sources, going after Fox News, saying that Fox News employees are calling their Russian coverage an embarrassment. Again, these are all anonymous, and it's kind of an interesting story. It says, quote, "I'm watching now and screaming, I want to quit." My impression, Joe, is this is not in any way a uniform opinion inside of Fox News.
Well, yeah, you look, how big's Fox News, right? I mean, you have hundreds of employees there in New York alone. Could you find a couple that are unhappy with editorial direction? Yeah, probably, you know, if you really dig. If I go to CNN, I know plenty of producers there, or MSNBC, right. Could I find one or two people to say, I really don't like the fact that we're covering Russia way too much or we're hitting the president too hard? Of course you can. But this is what's happening now, Vince, and you've seen it. Media has now become weaponized. CNN has a whole media team that don't like Fox News. I mean, that's very obvious. And maybe they were hired in part because of that reason. Think about it. You got Brian Stelter, you got Dylan Byers, you got Oliver Darcy, you got Tom Clout, you got all these people, and I've never seen almost anything positive written about their rival networks. So I don't see Howie Kurtz doing that on Fox, and I think when you start to weaponize this stuff just to take a shot at a rival through all anonymous sources, I would hope that people don't take a story like what Oliver Darcy put out there.
I've talked to CNN employees who are upset with the liberal politics before. It's not unique to any one network. There are people who get upset. Thank you very much, Joe Concha. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Vince. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
7:44 now, WML.